So, John, we've just had the sentencing of these two men for the historic child abuse at St Ninian's. What do you think of the sentences handed down?
I don't think they were long enough. I think 5 years is a bit of a joke, and 10 years, it's, I mean, it's a reasonable sentence, but I don't think it was enough. I think you should have got more.
And that seems to be a feeling amongst the rest of the victims too, isn't it?
Yep, because we're all looking at it as 35 years of our lives that, you know, for different reasons than every single boy, it's like, we can't get that time back. And we can't get that time back, and now there's another 3 years that we can't get that back either. It's, I mean, it's just no long enough. We should have got life.
And they seem to show no emotion as they were led down either.
They've not showed any emotion right through the trial. It's, they really believe that they've done no wrong.
And even up to this point, I mean, Kelly was saying that he still protests his innocence, and we found out in court that he's subsequently adopted two children. Was that a shock to you?
It was a major shock. That, again, it was like when we went in there, we believed that these were men of God that had devoted their lives to, like, God, Catholics. And then all of a sudden you find out that this investigation, oh, they did do wrong, and who actually are the Christian Brothers? That's a sort of question that we're left with now, is who are they? And why did they get away with these things?
And what happened to you? Can you talk us through when you went there and the circumstances you've been sent there?
I went there in 1978, and it was because my father was an alcoholic, and my mother was basically an alcoholic too, but my father couldn't keep his hands off me. And it got to a stage that I was actually put in care for my own safety, because there was threats on my life. I went into care, and then after, I don't know, about 3 months, I got moved to St Ninian's. My social worker found St Ninian's, and I got put in there. And, you know, it was like, but I had nothing to say. It was like I just had to go along with it.
And what age were you then, 1978?
12.
Right.
I was 12, and it was August, September, after the summer holidays, when I went into St Ninian's. So I was 12, and I was in there till I was 16 and a bit.
And when did the abuse start then?
Basically straight away, with my brother Ryan. It's obviously dead now, but I would say I was 10 minutes in the place when some form of abuse, it was like, and then for then it was just pulling you and telling you, like, nobody wants you, you know, and like, we want you, you know, just starting to put it to you that you're not wanted out there, you're ours, and you'll do what we say, and, you know, then it was just, for there, it was just a gradual twist all the way.
And did you, from you're such a young age, did you realise what was going on was wrong? Did you try and fight back, or you know?
Not really. When it was Brother Ryan, when he was there, I mean, I remember I was terrified. You know, and you just tried to avoid them. And then I would say, 6 months later, Brother Ryan left, so it was a bit of relief. And then it was just a gradual thing with, like, John Farrell and Paul Kelly. You know, again, it was just that manipulating your time. And then it went on to the day I left, basically, till I was 16 and a bit.
And what's your worst memory of being there then, John?
Been accused of killing somebody. My last memory of that is a boy lying in a pool of blood and being told that he was dead. That's the worst. But it happened again. You know, it's like, I don't know how you can explain that. I was gullible, obviously. I believed everything they said. You know, so it was like being told that you had killed somebody, there's nothing else you can say about it. It's on its own. And then, I don't know, do you know, it was like I was took away to Ireland with John Farrell. I don't know why. Like, I can remember vaguely. I'm dragging me at the house, but again, it's like I can remember being stopped with customs officers and the lies, do you know, but again, it's, I don't know what I was on, but one of the Snippy's wee gang used to like go about, and if it was cough mixture, whatever, they were mixing stuff with, so as that you weren't able to fight back, basically.
Yeah. So you were being drugged at the same time?
Yeah.
And that was happening at St. Ninian's too?
Aye. And now when you think back, it's like, I think that was going on for Brother Ryan, because they always had like a bottle with cough mixture in it, and it was, you know, they'd give you a scoosh of it. And then it's only now when you think back to these vague memories that keep coming to you, it's, the reason they're so vague is because you were on drugs. And again, it's life lessons that you can think back now. That's why, you know, that's so vague and thing is because they were slipping, what we don't know. But there was definitely like drugging, and this was boys that was doing this for one of the brothers.
What's been the impact on you personally from this?
It's had quite a lot of impacts.
Have you been able to lead us what people would think of as a normal life? You've been able to have a job or settled? I know you're married. Is that been your solace? Or?
Well, definitely. I met my wife when I was 20, and we've been married for 29 years. Had kids, and I think that's part of how I managed to bury this, was having responsibility. And, you know, I jumped in, like, I've brought my two kids up, not a problem. And the idea behind it was I'll never, you know, suffer what I've suffered. And definitely that's kept me on the straight and narrow over the years, my wife. But again, it's like then all of a sudden this comes. I've never spoke to my wife. I've never spoke to anybody about it, up until the police came. And as I say, gradually, it's just, you know, a wee bit at a time. It's just a shame that the trial's already been and gone, because, I mean, I'm not the only one that's, you know, there's a lot more gonna come through as you go.
And what was your wife's reaction when you told her?
Shock. That I've been married to her for this long, and when it was something like she knew I was in St. Ninian's, and I mean, you narrowed it down to a paragraph. It was a brutal place, you know. There were bullies. That was all I basically told her. It was, and then all of a sudden, it's, you know, having to expand on it, so it's like a shock. I mean, it's a shock to, me. So to my wife, it must be like a major shock. And my kids, the same with my kids. They're like quite shocked. But again, it's, you know, I've still not spoke to them totally about it. I can't. It's hard.
Why do you feel it's hard to speak about it?
Just because I'm confused. Do you know, it's like I've got this sort of what happened, but things are too real. Do you know, in your head, it's real. Like, you really lived this. Whereas now it's easy to say, well, that didn't happen. But, do you know, you're still, I'm reliving this on a daily basis. Believing that, do you know, I had a part to play in boys dying.
Which was all just fabricated by them, just to make you feel worse?
Just to stop me, because I had threatened them that I didn't care what they'd done to me. It was like you know, I just got put in this position, and the only way out of it was by jumping on one of them, and I didn't know that he would do what he'd done. Terror, that's what he put me through, like, you know, it's like things like getting raped, getting beaten. Believe it or not, that's not what bothers me. It's the psychological stuff that I can't get past. I don't know how I'm supposed to do that. You know, it's like, as it is now, it's a bit of closure. But at the same time, this has still got to go on. I just can't see an end to it.
I know that some folk have went and got counselling. Is that something that you've done?
I did a bit, yeah. But again, it's like sitting with a stranger. I did, and it helped. I mean, it did help, but, you know, it takes a long, long time to get that open up. And I don't think I'm quite there yet. You know, it's like, it's something that I'll need to obviously look at. Now that they're sentenced, it's a sort of different impact. So hopefully I'll be able to move on. That's the plan anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for telling me your story and being so brave and open.
That's no problem.
Thanks, John.